Why not be a schmuck, a licensed practicing schmuck, or, if you qualify, a CPS, a certified public schmuck? It may not seem like it when you look around, but there's actually a shortage of schmucks in America. As a result, there's big money in schmucking. The average schmuck earns $28,000 a year plus benefits, and there are openings for schmucks in every field. The government is run by schmucks, big business is run by schmucks, and the retail field is crawling with schmucks. And more people are becoming independent, freelance schmucks on their own. Call the Schmuck Technical Institute today and get our free booklet, Hey, Let's be a schmuck. Most people only manage to be schmucks at parties, but here's your chance to become a full-time, year-round schmuck. Give us a call. Don't be a schmuck. Be a schmuck. Here are my predictions for the future. In the future, the human lifespan will be extended to 200 years, but the last 150 will be spent in unremitting pain and sadness. No one will take drugs. But people will still buy them and conceal them from the police. Children will be required to attend school only when something comes up in conversation they do not understand. All people will speak the same language, but no one will speak it well. Science will develop exotic flowers capable of producing music. Most of these plants will be exploited by record companies. All farming will cease. And the land will be used for loitering. Although people will not keep pets of any kind, someone will still occasionally step in dog shit. A race of people living in the center of the earth will be discovered when one of them comes out to buy a sun lamp. Miners will exploit the ocean floor, and when trapped in a mine, the wives who gather to wait at the entrance will be forced to tread water. A team of astronauts will attempt to harness a comet and never be seen again. The human body will develop fins and gills, and beach property will increase tenfold in value. Man will learn to control the weather with a large hammer. A time machine will be built, but no one will have time to use it. At birth, religions will charge people an initial fee of $50,000 and then pretty much leave them alone. All the knowledge in the world will be contained on a single tiny silicon chip, which someone will misplace. People will be born with just enough money to last until they get seriously ill. The speed of the Earth's rotation will increase, and everyone less than 5 feet tall will be flung off into space, including Paul Anka. The sun's light will diminish until it is the equivalent of a 40-watt bulb, and people with highly developed squinting skills will have a survival advantage. Every part of the human body will become replaceable, but all parts will be back-ordered for 6 months. A utopian society ruled by women will emerge, and there will be peace and plenty for all. However, many men will still act like macho assholes. People will change clothes every 6 minutes, but still never be quite happy with their appearance. Cities will be built under huge glass domes, which in time will be completely covered by graffiti. Chickens will operate on gasoline. And surprisingly, many of them will get good mileage. Genetic scientists will develop vegetables too big to be transported, and they will have to be eaten right at the farm. The insane will no longer be housed in asylums. Instead, they will be displayed in department store windows. The oceans will dry up, and people will find things they dropped in the toilet many years ago. There will be no doctors or medicines of any kind, and everyone will be really sick. Eventually, it will no longer be necessary to forecast the future, because time will disappear and everything will happen at once. You ever notice this? Whenever we go into some country we've bombed, burned, and occupied, we always find mass graves full of dead people who were killed by the deposed dictator before we got there. And everybody in the United States acts like they're real surprised and disgusted. But when you think about it,
What's a guy supposed to do with all those bodies after he's killed a couple of thousand people? Dig a separate hole for each one? Put up little markers with their names on them? Get real, for Christ's sakes. The whole idea of killing a couple of thousand people all at once, in one place, is to save time. Besides, all the United States ever does is complain a little, take a picture, and then leave. So what's the fucking difference?